For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Felicia Eady. On this Veterans Day, students at the University of South Carolina are celebrating a national award they received for their recorded conversations with veterans, like this one with Centra Mazik.
I know my grandmother and my grandfather were my world. They raised me. Matter of fact, I call them mom and daddy. They raised me because my mom, once she graduated, she went into the military.
In this interview, Mazik recalls growing up in New York with her mom and later in South Carolina with her grandparents. She details joining the United States Army Reserve, going active with Airborne, and being seriously injured during a parachute jump.
I jumped out of a C-130 aircraft and I got entangled with another jumper, which is called a high altitude entanglement. So that's the correct term for that, and we tried to weave our way out, and we achieved that, but it was too late. And upon landing, I landed wrong, and I burst my L1 and L2 vertebrae, and I was paralyzed from the waist down instantly.
The South Carolina Veterans Oral History Project highlights the lives and experiences of American veterans. The project was awarded the 2019 Oral History Association Elizabeth B. Mason Award. It recognizes oral history work of significant historic, scholarly, and social value. Andrea Lamjura is the creator of the project and director of the University Library's Oral History Department.
I wanted to have the students learn oral history, but also reach beyond the walls of the campus into the community in order to learn something new about a piece of history. And so we thought the veterans might be a good choice for that.
She says the project got started through a class she taught in the Honors College.
I wanted to teach them all the pieces about doing oral history, how to ask questions, how to do research before you interview someone, as well as the ethics and the etiquette of interviewing. So we wanted to be sure that people we were interviewing always felt comfortable with the interview and that they knew that they were allowed to stop an interview if they didn't want to talk about something.
In addition to learning the mechanics of conducting a good interview, Lamjura says the students also gained something else.
There was a lot of bonding over the semester. One of the students interviewed a veteran who is 95 years old. He had served in World War II, and the student actually went to the veteran's home due to mobility issues, ended up sitting and talking for a long time, taking pictures of photographs that he had in albums. He felt in that case that he really formed a bond, and I had that repeated over and over again. Two young women who interviewed women veterans, they had developed a friendship, and at the end of the semester, we had an event to bring everybody together and say thank you. And the two women veterans had made quilts for the students.
Only 29 veterans were interviewed for the project. Their ages range from 34 to 95. Lamjura calls it a foundation for future growth.
We hope that more veterans will be interviewed. In the past, we've been interviewing people for years, and we might interview them on a particular subject, but they might also be a veteran, right? So we're getting little stories about veterans' history. But this project will continue to be devoted to capturing veteran stories.
The freely accessible South Carolina Veterans Oral History Project website includes the original interview recordings, transcripts, and images of the student and veteran participants. You can find it online at digital.library.sc.edu. In Columbia, for South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Felicia Eady.